So now we have time for questions and more general discussion.
Since we didn't have time to hear your example, can you actually give it now? Because I think there is, what was interesting is kind of an example of how practitioners and researchers are working together and to actually implement small changes. And so I think, you know, in 1 to 2 minutes, if you could just give us some highlights.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Okay. Is this on? Yes, it's on. The National Institute for Social and Healthcare Research is an institute that, as I mentioned earlier, has to sign up, has to follow legislative and policy directives in terms of signing up to ensure that research is language sensitive. The institute itself actually employs a research workforce across Wales. So if your research project is on the national portfolio, then you are entitled to actually access that research workforce. So they're heavily involved in recruitment. And one of the issues that was very clear was that, there is no data on the recruitment of Welsh speakers, and the concern, anecdotally, is that Welsh speakers are actually not accessing research projects as research participants. So in order to make changes within the organisation, we felt we had to take that whole system approach rather than just look at recruitment, but actually consider far wider issues around strategy and implementation and organisational issues within the organisation. So we actually had four researchers come forward as champions to champion the project, as it were. So we looked at the evidence, and we looked particularly at the models of cultural competence that are in the global evidence, and extrapolated there and built our own model through a soft system approach of the institute, and worked with the champions to develop a sort of a model, if you like, a conceptual model. What we then did was to actually develop evidence-based standards, and we brought in then an independent auditor to audit practice against those standards. And if I can give you an example of the standards, they are to do with strategy, but they are also to do with issues around data collection, they're to do with recruitment, they're to do with translation of materials and so forth. And we've just had those audit reports back now. And what those audit reports allow us to do is to very clearly identify some of the gaps. And what we've noticed are there's some very quick wins that we can actually work on here. Small changes within the organisation can actually make a huge difference. And hence, really, the strength, really, of implementation approach, which is that you can actually tease out what these mechanisms are, the mechanisms for change. So although from the global evidence, we can look at, what kind of interventions might lead to these outcomes. The strength of the implementation approach is that it's contextual. So we've worked with the champions. We've actually been able to model this conceptual model, which is real to them. It has meaning to them. But what we're able to do is to demonstrate for this particular organisation, these are the mechanisms. These are the things that if you tweak them, they actually create that change. I hope that explains, Adam.
Thank you. I'm going to ask whether there are any burning comments, because we're a little bit behind schedule. And is there anything burning? No? Because what could also happen is we're going to have a break until about 5:30. And certainly if other questions or issues have arisen from this panel. It's unfortunate to cut it short, but at the same time, we're getting tired now at the end of the day. But in the next 20 minutes or so, there'll be some time to discuss if there are other more focused questions. And in any event, we'll reconvene at 5:30, right? Good. So we'll take a break until 5:30. Thanks very much to our speakers.